This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating for October the 25th, 2022. The name of the patient is Melvin Blanchard. The last name is B-L-A-N-C-H-A-R-D. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is followed by a... the patient is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, and also he is 83 years old. Those are the three factors that are most likely responsible for the glomerulosclerosis and the CKD stage 3B. In the laboratory workup, the most recent tests that were done on October 17 of 2022, the serum creatinine is 2, the BUN is 24, and the estimated GFR is 32. The protein creatinine ratio is 277. Due to the fact that the patient has a well cared as insurance, it's going to be difficult for him to get a GLT-2 inhibitor that is indicated in this particular case, and even more when he has presence of a hyperkalemia or tendency to have hyperkalemia. Number two, the diabetes mellitus that is under good control, the hemoglobin A1C is 7. Number three, anemia seems to be a problem. The patient has a low iron saturation. He takes 65 milligrams of iron that is a tablet over the counter. He was explained.
So you know how to check them in and out?
It's only out of the 65 milligrams of elemental iron once a day, which is not going to satisfy the needs. The patient was ordered through the computer, no iron, 150 milligrams POBID. Whether or not they are going to fill out the prescription is to be seen. Otherwise, the patient would take at least two tablets per day, but he was advised to increase to three, and we are going to order the iron studies and a stool for occult blood. He has not noticed any changes in the color of the stools, and the bowel movements have been regular. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperkalemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease status for several PCIs. He's followed by the cardiologist on a regular basis. The patient is completely asymptomatic.
It won't let me check her in.
Huh?
It won't let me check her in.
I already checked her in.
Oh, okay.
Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.